When dungeons are fun and you'd rather drink than fight dragons, the answer you seek is Funjuns and Flagons.
Hello there, travellers, and well met!
This is episode 6 of Funjuns and Flagons. Guys, we are past the halfway mark.
Boy.
How are you feeling about that?
Great.
I'm feeling a little sad.
Already?
A little sad. Our friend Meepo has sadly passed on since the last episode.
He only had one more day to live.
And, you know, whilst we are halfway through our journey, his journey has come to completion.
But to Meepel.
To Meepel.
Cheese out his cookies.
Who taught us the importance of friendship.
And marriage. Mm. Thank you for that one.
Marriage.
Hector.
Marriage is what brings us together. Today.
Hector.
Yes.
That's great.
This is going to get very confusing.
What was it like to get married and divorced in the last episode?
I tell you, it was a bit of a whirlwind.
Speaking of whirlwinds, there were a few of those too, weren't there? Samantha.
Yes, there were.
And Dave, what did you learn about last episode?
I learned that we all have beautiful singing voices.
We do.
Yeah, it was a musical episode. There always needs to be one musical episode.
And I also learned, truthfully, that I can't do this on my own, and I can only succeed with the help of true friends.
That's so so great. Hey guys, are you subscribed to Geek Bomb? If not, do it. This is where the show's at. And can I get a hell yeah for our patrons? 1, 2, 3.
Hell yeah!
You're the reason why the show exists. Thanks for helping it happen. Obviously, you're paying for everything that's here, and this show only happens because of you. So if you are a patron, make yourself known in the comments because you're a goddamn legend.
Superstar.
Funjuns is an RPG that's sort of loosely inspired by Dungeons & Dragons, but the rules are a little bit different. It's more of your intro into the realm of fantasy possibilities. Do we want to, starting with you, Dave, to introduce yourself and talk about your character?
Hello, my name's Dave. I'm a dragonborn. I'm an Aries, and I'm a warrior.
And a woman.
And a woman. Mm. I like things like fighting, clawing the eyes of my enemy out, and sleep. Mm.
That's the dragon in you, huh?
Yeah.
Samantha.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm a Genasi. I'm a Libra. Some of my turn-ons include lovemaking. Some of my turn-offs include being easily seduced.
How are the two not blending into each other?
If you know what you're doing... They don't blend together.
It's called shame.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I have the lost skull of Eridarn.
Donnie.
And it gives me a chaos bolt and arcane focus, as well as... What's that? It talks to me sometimes. It's real fun.
It does.
Real cute. Yeah.
It sure does.
And...
Hector. Thank you so much for having me. I love being here. I'm a tabaxi, half human, half cat... All Leo. Thanks so much. Fun fact, in the most recent episode, while I am sporting a fancy dagger that can come back to me, I now possess the power of the Golden Fleas. It's kind of big. It's kind of a catch-all for I can kind of make whatever I want, bring as a little bit of magic that I can bring. I can basically create whatever I want. Armor, weapons, Reuben sandwiches.
And they're companions. They're your little fleas.
Yes.
Hello. Hector. Do we call you Hector?
I would have thought a cat having fleas would be a good thing.
Well, this is Funjuns and Flagons.
Next time it'll be perfect.
To our 120 tier as well on Patreon real quick. Thanks for having the hangouts and thinking of this campaign. It's amazing. And the reason why we have a guest on this episode is because of the BBCCs. This one has been specifically requested. So that's exciting.
The BBCCs.
The BBCCs. It's quite easy to say it, honestly. In this game, we place these lovely heroes into the scenario. They have their overseeing quest, which is to kill the rogue storm giant who... Can you hear that? The storm and thunder? Mm. That chaos that you can... Look over there. The skies are really dark.
That's a bad sign. We're on an island and we got to get it back to the mainland.
The lightning is... it's looking pretty bad, guys. If they want to do anything, they have to roll for it. If they roll an 11 or higher, then it'll work. If they roll a 10 or under, it will not work. The higher they roll, the better it is. The lower they roll, the more that they will fail. I am your moderator and I'll be deciding the intricacies of the campaign. And what I say goes, which is a lot of fun, especially considering I've had some cider. Alrighty, so what happened? And don't forget, guys, any input or any interjecting can either get you a +1 on your roll or a -1 on your roll.
Thanks for the reminder. Your hair looks nice.
It doesn't. It's a little bit flat, actually.
I agree. Your hair looks...
Negative one.
What? I had your back.
Damn it.
My gosh. This is what happened previously on Fungeons and Flagons. Our adventurers were on their way to follow the glowing blue mark on Day's map of Truthernia when all of a sudden, a scent was smelled on the air by Tad. A scent off a sea breeze. A scent
what it was.
Of treasure. Plus one. Toilet humor. Every time. A scent of treasure, the kind that Tad, unbeknownst to him, has been searching for his whole life.
Unbeknownst, yes.
Plus one.
Thank you.
It was the scent of the golden fleece. Now, this is the scent that led them to the Genasi Islands, where they met a bard satyr called Samantha?
Meeple.
Plus one, who knew of the golden fleece, but realized that he needed help to get it. After undertaking three tasks, defeating a Gorgon, moving past the sleeping dragon, and defeating large attacking birds. Plus one, sound effects are great, enhancing my story. They found the fleece, which was not golden. The fleece was not golden. Mm-mm. The fleas on it, however, were. And that was the treasure that Tad had had been searching for, and what Nipple had been seeking secretly the whole time. A battle broke out with their new friend, and Tad, or should we now call him
Hector,
thanks to a random charge that you guys put forward. Hector now possesses the golden fleas. We are now back to our quest. Did anyone take damage? You did.
I did. I took one heart.
Wait, I used the charge. I forgot I used the charge
Roll
to change
me.
My name.
17.
You gained it back. You there have the ability to heal.
Self-healing.
Nice.
There it is.
You look good, Dave.
Thanks.
That's
well, we
easy.
Just we made it out of this cave. I think we should probably cross the Shaughnessy.
Quick question. Do you still have the Gorgon?
I do. I have the Gorgon's head in my bag.
Dope.
That's correct. Good to know.
Dope. Handy.
You guys also realize upon achieving Hector's goal and defeating with friendly measures the satyr Nipyal, who has since passed, his corpse is deceased
halfway through that Reuben.
That last bite
on our way out. It's sad because he said he will die the next day, but on our way out we heard him choke to death on the Reuben. Yes, in the cave, and we were like, let's get out of here.
But you guys, seems like you're kind of glittering and glowing and
God damn it, Hector. Get these fleas off me.
Well, one might call it leveling up.
Oh.
Ding.
You guys achieved enough experience in your campaign that you have successfully leveled up. You now have to only roll a 10 or higher.
Wow.
And should you roll anything in your wheelhouse, whether it is roguish abilities and athletics, whether it's magical movements of the air, or if there's charisma involved, anything to do with strength and warrior schematics and escapades, you straight away get a plus one to your roll.
Is this because we've been so terrible at rolling above 11?
No, you guys level up.
And we spent an hour fighting a yellow mushroom.
Yes.
When you put it like that, you pussies.
There we go.
You need all the help you can get. Just one of you is a pussy.
With fleas. Which, by the way, now that I can control them, water ain't touching me. I can walk across that water. I can make a little path.
Yeah, there you go.
I ain't gonna get wet again.
That's now, it. I do see this storm approaching. Do we want to try and get across tonight?
Of course,
or should
we
camp and wait?
Well, you're all healed up. You look fantastic.
I feel fine, but I just
feel
that
the storm is only going to get worse. It hasn't hit yet.
Good
we
thing
need
that we
to
know
find
that.
The
yes,
other
super helpful.
Elemental stones.
Yes.
So we can add to
there's a blue dot on here, which
it
means
is pulsating
I assume
and
there would
glowing.
Be another. There would be more treasure for my trident.
It's actually more here now.
It's moving. Yeah. It's in the middle of the water in the abyss.
Mm-hmm. On the Shana Sea.
I think we need to go and get it.
Oh,
I have an
I'd
idea.
I'd be happy to.
Oh no, I've got an idea, Hector. If you will allow me,
Sam, please do.
with my mastery of the wind elements, I will part the Shana Sea.
Damn.
And remove the water from the ocean floor so that we can walk to this glowing, bejeweled center of the ocean.
Roll for me and you get a plus one because it's in your chaos.
I do, it is.
And that means it has to be a 9 or higher.
And before I do that, I'm going to use one of my charges.
Sure, roll
for me.
Let's
see what I get. Mm. Ready? This is what I'm going to get
Maybe
for a charge.
Change your 16. Name too. Wow.
I rolled a 16.
That would have been cool later.
Should I use that?
You've got the Midas touch. The next object that you come in contact with will turn to solid gold. Thank you to Terry Fournier.
Gold finger.
It will not happen on a living plant or a creature, and it will happen one time only.
But the next thing I literally touch?
Mm-hmm.
What do I see around? Are we just on a beach?
Touch the planet.
Yeah, you're on an island.
I'm going to touch the planet. We're on an island. What is there? Just sand and rocks, and it's like a beach? The coast of this little island?
That's it.
Are there any... And it can't work with organic material, like an animal?
No animals, no...
No people?
Well, I mean, the animals that you have, half of them are already golden anyway.
Please.
The bees. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, I have to be careful because I all of a sudden feel as though... Wait, what's that? Lost Skull of Eridolf?
You just touched it.
Oh, I did.
Whoa. It's a golden skull.
That's a golden skull. I didn't mean for that to happen. Did this, is this bad or good? Does this mean that it just becomes inert? Or like, is it like, you've gained the power of Golden Skull?
I mean, yeah, it's obviously not as breakable now. I think you've fortified it. And this thing is indestructible now.
Was that okay?
Yes.
That's not what it sounds like, Dave.
Yes.
That's not what he sounds like.
Yes. Okay. I feel fine.
I did what you wanted.
It all encases right. the gold. Soul within it, too, so it cannot escape.
Son of Gold Dancer.
There it is.
That's right.
So you have... You're leveled up. You've decided to... Hold on. Are you
He's going to do the thing.
And now he's going to part the seas.
Alrighty.
16.
9
Let
or above.
My people go!
Biblical.
15.
Wow.
16.
So you'll notice that the... Well, you tell me what happens.
So I'm using all of my power...
Is he
focus.
Still like? Is he still ethereal?
No, it was at the end of the episode, so he's back to normal.
I went back into my body, cool. And now I'm walking around in my skin flesh sack. So I have used all of my wind power, and I mean like I might be drained after this because this is something that it's sort of going to lock. It's going to lock in place. I'm using the wind to split the sea. It's maybe not the deepest sea, but it's still the Shana Sea from island to coast here to try to get to this blue glowing thing in the middle. And the wind is cutting it so much and all of a sudden ripping and pulling up these waves to reveal the ocean
floor.
So
this kind of spell is what's called a concentration spell, which means that you need to constantly be concentrating on the spell for it to be in effect. So should anyone distract you or if anyone attacks you, you will lose your concentration and the ocean will go up again.
Yes.
So Dave. You have a boat on the island.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dave, Hector, you must protect me. Mm-hmm. I must remain in constant concentration.
So what I'm trying to say is if you make your way to halfway through the ocean and anything happens, you don't have transport.
I'll drown.
Yeah.
But it's okay. No, I have the power of Earth. I can just fix stuff.
Raise it. I also basically have like a shield of armor that can help me not get hit by the water.
The moderator is telling us that we are about to happen. So yeah. Maybe we should be like, wow, Sam, that's very impressive and completely unnecessary.
What if you propelled the water through the air to push you when you're on the ship to that place real quick? I mean, you can do it your way. You can be on the seabed in the dry, but if anything happens, you're all in a lot of trouble.
Mm. Okay, let's get on the boat. Let's get on the boat.
How risky are we feeling today, chaps?
You guys.
Oh, wait. I got Cat-like reflexes. Here's a theory.
Yeah.
I put on golden fleece.
Yeah.
You're seeing a new golden suit of armor.
And we got a golden skull.
Right there.
And?
Golden.
That's a golden smile. That's a golden smile.
And I'm going to, with my cat-like reflexes, I'm going to run across the sea.
Yep.
I'm going to get the thing. I'm going to come right back.
Okay, go.
This is cool. This is a smart idea.
So
I feel really good about
this. Water?
Yep.
Yeah.
You've done your thing and you've cleared a path and he's going to make his way to the...
What'd you roll?
You did not...
That's with a plus.
Mm.
Well, I'd probably just trip, huh?
You sure don't get there. You kind of go, okay. And then what's your voice again? What accent does Yek there have? I'm about to go through the water and the sands.
That's
when I'm feeling cocky.
And I don't think I want to do it anymore.
Sorry, guys, I'm backing out.
Yeah. Hector, come back. Look, I'm just going to stop concentrating. Oh, this is a stupid idea. Let's just take the boat and I'll just wind us over there.
Oh. What a great idea!
Okay,
I'm glad we brainstormed.
You guys could have told me the idea before I went and wasted all my magic. I feel very drained.
I mean, anything is possible, but maybe anything shouldn't be probable.
I was going to have a really cool moment there. But
I know.
I kind of bungled it.
Get in the boat.
I'm getting in the boat.
Get in the goddamn boat.
You guys are not even proud of me. They're not scared anymore.
Do you want to use the fleas to row?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was sails.
Oh, yep. They can make a sail, too. A second sail.
Oh, second sail. Ready, guys?
Wind.
Roll. Roll for your wind. 15, done. 15. That's a 15. You got it.
And a 4.
No, they don't have a second sail.
Oh, I'm holding my hands up.
Up they are.
Oh, there they go.
Ooh. Anyway, so we've got the wind going in the one sail. Great. So you do eventually get there. Wow, you look on the horizon of the water there, and you notice another ship. And the ship seems to be stationed right where the glowing mark is on the
get
map.
Get out of here.
What would you like to do?
I think Hector just started us off.
I'm heckling them from afar.
Do you hear anything from the boat?
Golf!
Oh, wow. That bit of a foul mouth.
It was not friendly at all.
I think they know what they're messing with. We've got like gorgon heads and golden fleeces. Golden flies? Golden fleece? Fleezies?
Yeah, I can like sink them from here.
Well, I mean, the air that Samantha has is pushing you directly into the way of this ship.
We're going to collide. Mm-hmm. This is bad.
Yeah.
We're making
a call?
I don't know what that means.
Well, this is until you actually collide with the ship, so you have to figure out what we're going
to
do.
Should we just go on and attack, or should we just try to talk to them? Because I'm guessing, based on every encounter we've ever had, we end up having to fight them.
Yeah.
Should we preemptively do something?
Negative one for saying unpredictable.
Yeah. Hey!
Let's.
We have the plan ahead.
I'm going to suggest that Sam stops blowing into the sails and we just don't collide.
That's a good idea. Okay. But now we've got momentum. We're going to keep going.
Mm. I'll use my golden fleas to backpedal just to stop us.
What, to make a rudder or something?
Oh, wait, I can use wind in the opposite direction.
There you
go. Same cell. Let me walk to the front of the boat, push it there so that we're kind of slowing
down. Yeah, and we just gently pull up alongside.
Roll to soften the...
17.
You do that. Woo-hoo.
These fleas are really embarrassing.
Alrighty, so you are slowing down and the boat seems to be maneuvering next to the ship there. Where you see a larger figure that looks to be captaining the ship, along with an entire crew.
Captaining.
Ho there, travelers, and well met.
Ah, nice. Yeah, we do the.
And you address the captain of the ship.
Excuse me, captain. Hello,
Dave.
Oh God.
Oh.
It's you.
We're all facing our past.
Dave, do you know this person?
Sadly, I do.
Really?
Dave, who is this?
Wait, you do?
No. I'm surprised you had the gall to come back.
Dave, is this your husband?
I know that I know them. I don't know where from. Everyone.
Ah, it's just that it's that kind of feeling.
Leave now before I beat you into the dust again.
Excuse me. Can you possibly tell me who I am and why you know me and how you know me?
She lost her memory.
Did I offend you in some past life?
You don't remember the butt-whooping? What a shame.
It's so weird because earlier...
Potty mouth on this one.
Earlier they said f*** off, but now it's a butt-whooping.
Well, now that I know it is a bunch of friends, but it is not for you to stay. You must leave this sacred place, Dave.
Dave, what is going on?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Dave, search your memories if you can. Unless it's too much of a strain, then don't do it.
Are you close enough to the stone?
I don't even know who this is.
Don't remember the final battle.
Could we?
Final battle of
what? I am Kitar, the Genatar.
That is easy to remember.
Wait. The Genatar? I thought there was only one and that you're the Genatar?
I am the Genatar, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Samantha, what are you doing?
Can you roll for
here?
Me? Can you roll for
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
You all must leave, you and your cat.
That was a 17.
Yes. Hector.
Yeah. I like it. Salmon hair. But you mustn't stay.
Why?
Oh, good question.
Because you lost the battle. This is not for you to be here.
Again, I don't remember a battle, so...
It doesn't matter if you forgot. I remember that you lost, and it is my duty to stay.
I remember that you lost. You can't prove that...
That's true.
I can prove it. You're the only one that doesn't remember.
Do you
really? Because none of these guys remember either. That's, no one else
was
there.
They weren't there. I was. I was there. I remember.
I don't remember you.
Well, it's...
Do you have a divinations ball?
She said. I don't have a divinations ball.
I would very much like one.
I've got a divinations skull.
Can I borrow your divination ball?
You have a skull.
A skull. Yes, Dave.
That'll work.
Dave won, the skull says.
That is not it. It lies.
No, it is a lie. The genitor's lying. Oh, that's so weird. I do not have faith in your skull.
You raise your hand.
Moderator, am I able to smell where this stone is? Is it underwater or not?
It is underwater.
It's underwater?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Are you here looking for something?
I am not looking for anything. I am
the... Bye, then.
Oh, perfect. That's what I want you to do.
No. If you're not looking... We're looking for something that's right here. If you're not looking for anything, then we... You please leave.
I will not leave. I am standing post.
All right, she said it still, so I'm making a giant golden fist and punching a hole through her boat. Dude, I rolled a 12.
Get out, no.
13. Boom.
Why are you assaulting my boat?
How? Because we need the stone and no one's saying anything specific.
So you're on your boat, she's on her boat, you pull up beside each other, your golden fleas have just punched a hole in her boat.
Giant...
You just missed. Doomed a whole crew.
Ooh, how many people are on board?
Families and women and children and soldiers. It is my home. You're sinking my boat.
I use the fleas to patch the hole.
Get the water out and
15.
Patch it up.
Sir. But hey, you're on thin ice, all right?
Ever since you got married, you've been so cocky. You've been so full of yourself ever since you
I'm
were married and divorced.
I'm not afraid of my only hell. Fear now. Oh my
so what's
fearless.
Just happened is you no longer can use the fleas because they are...
They're stuck holding, yes.
They're holding the hole that they just punched through. They do whatever you ask for. They're a little bit concerned with what they're doing. They punched the hole. Now they've mended the hole. Mm-hmm. So you can't use the fleas.
It's a power move.
I have an idea. What if the three of us were to vacate our smaller vessel and land up on the Genitor's boat? Hear me out, Genitor.
You're coming aboard.
Hear me out. What was your name again?
Qatar.
The great and powerful Qatar. We've never met before. But what if we were to hop up onto this?
Just hear me out.
Okay. We were to hop up onto your boat and then using the wood of our smaller vessel and the magical golden fleas, destroy our boat, use that wood to patch up your hole, and then... Everybody's
Can you roll for me really quickly as well?
Please can do that.
8.
They don't believe something that you just said in your dialogue. They don't really believe you.
I don't believe your dialogue.
Qatar, but you're... Please, we're having a dialogue. We're at least engaging in a dialogue.
So what happened was Samantha just said a lie.
Uh-oh.
No, it's...
What lie did you tell?
What?
You told a lie?
I'm trying to, you're the bad guy here, not me. You just try.
Do you know this person?
I do. That is Samantha.
How do you?
Good company you keep, Dave.
Thank you. Because the legend of my persona.
Samantha, is there something we should know?
Yes, there is.
Are you going to share it?
Yes, I'm going to share it.
Does it involve Qatar and our present circumstance?
No. But what I wanted to share was I care about you deeply.
Sure. But is there something that you should be telling us that does involve Qatar in our present circumstance?
Yeah. No, but I feel like we should listen to Qatar and maybe we should back up out of this area because it seems like she really has everything under control. I mean,
since you're on the boat of listening to me, I command you to leave at once.
We're going to need that rock. Yeah. That's down
the
on the
stone is not for you. The stone is under my charge, and I will protect it with my life.
I've got three reasons why, and they're over there.
What do I need to do to get this stone?
You have the trident?
Of Garda, yes I do.
Why do you have the trident? That doesn't make any sense. Give it to me now.
No, it's definitely mine.
You must give it to me. You're on the train of listening to me. I think you should give it back now. Stay on the train of life and honesty and truth. Give it now.
No.
I think it's a hard no on that one.
Are you challenging a round two, Dave?
Who's round two? Yes, I will fight you for it quite happily. And if I win... You leave, take your little boat and scurry off, and we take the stone.
Roll for initiative.
Boy howdy, I feel like the
two!
Three!
Yes! Hey, we both got 15!
Roll again!
Oh. Roll again. 10. Nah.
19.
Samantha.
And Hector. Sam. Then Hector. Then
with air, then A-I-R.
Qatar.
What was yours again? Dives. 10. Okay, cool. Sweet. So the first person who rolled the highest is Samantha. Yes. It is your turn. Now, just to reestablish the scene, you are both on Qatar's ship.
Oh, we got up there.
Yep. You're initiating combat. Obviously, Dave stormed up there, and that's where you are. What would you like to do?
Well, seeing as how I rolled the highest initiative, I'm going to try to, with skull in hand, on my person, going to use my wind powers to get up ahead of everyone to confront Qatar face to face as close as possible. And then I'm going to try to work that game, brother. I'm going to see how far I can get with the charming, because this can go bad very quickly. So I will say, Qatar.
Like a hole in the side of the boat.
Yes. Not only can I promise you a fix to the hole in your boat, but if you let us pass, maybe with the stone, let us complete our journey and stop the rogue storm giant, I will promise you a night of lovemaking you have never even dreamed of. I'm very skilled in that arena. Please let us go. Please don't kill us.
Samantha.
A lot of begging.
You know that line didn't work last time either.
No, don't say last time. Don't say that. Okay,
I will never have amazing lovemaking with you.
It would be amazing.
It is not our time. What are you doing?
Well, maybe last time wasn't our time. You said that last time, but maybe is our time.
It is still
it's
not
closer to
that
our. It could
day.
Be closer to our time.
It is the day you move on and you leave this spot in peace.
And peace, I'll take that. I'll take it. It's in peace.
Roll,
okay.
Roll charisma for me real
okay.
quick.
No problem. 16.
That's a 17.
I'll use my one, my plus one here.
And that's an 18.
That's right. There we go.
But do have a cheeky smile.
There we go.
So I think I will do battle with you. Beautiful, beautiful, lovely, erotic battle.
Oh, okay.
Will you accept?
Just you two?
Can I get half of that deal? Can I get just erotic? Can we just do that? I don't want a battle. No battle.
Battle will happen today.
God. I don't want death by snoo snoo. I didn't sign up for that. No.
It's your turn.
Well, her weapon is the warhammer.
That's not her only weapon.
I kind of want to use my dagger. They can come back to me. I want to whip this bad boy because I can't use my golden fleece. I want to knock it out of her hand into the water. Can't get that out. I'm going to pull it back. Man, I'll be the first one to say, may have bungled this up front. So I'm going to just try to disarm the situation.
Thank you, yes.
And see where we can go from here.
Roll me a 10 or higher with a plus one. What do you reckon that is?
It depends on where you're born. You know, it could mean a lot.
Okay, I do.
I believe in China it means bad.
I know. Isn't I don't need to remind you, but I'm very close to Qatar right now in physical space.
Yeah.
So is this thing going to stab me?
It could just thunk him on the back of the head, man.
I didn't have to do anything.
It did. It thunked him on the back of the head. You have the little... You have the... That's it.
Tweet. Yeah.
And you're out for the next round.
Buddy. You're hopefully not going to remember this.
It seems the one who tried to make us all homeless is an enemy of yours. I won't make that mistake.
Qatar, it's your turn.
boy.
I want to chuck my hammer straight at your face.
Roll for me. You get a plus two.
Do I get a chance to duck?
Oh, you know what? I like that. I'll combat it. So if you, whatever you roll, if you roll higher, you'll duck.
I can duck. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a hammer. I'm very fragile.
Still plus two on your...
That is the idea.
So it's a it's 15 plus 2, 17.
You need to roll,
roll
18,
higher than a 17.
Or 20.
Everyone hold their breath.
Dodge my...
I will take this moment to use my cloak of thing and throw it upon him.
He got a 1.
I got
he
a 1.
He can't catch it. He just...
Ah, nobody will deflect off the cloak of thing. Oh.
But it's a 1.
Yeah, but it's a cloak of thing.
It
it's
doesn't matter. He must take it. My tool to the face.
It's a 1.
Dave, hold on to that. It'll come
Can
in
you
handy.
Roll me a d20 while we eradicate a charge forever?
Oh, no.
I would say 14. I was sorry, but this is war.
Oh, we're getting rid of 1. Oh, not from me, from that.
You need to lose. No, you lose a charge permanently.
One. Cool, cool.
Yeah,
cool,
permanently,
cool.
So it won't replenish. And you also lose what Gecko suggested, the flask of combat madness. Brewed up by the mad gnome scientist known as the Gnomageddon, once a healer who created elixirs for good, had ventured out to create the ultimate potion to cure baldness. The one problem that all male gnomes can relate to. Now, this potion is dead, turned him mad, and now his potions are known to help cure and destroy with one sip. So this was a little bit of a random roll, but you'll never know how it turns because it's permanently gone.
Really wish I knocked out that name one earlier. That one,
Sorry, Hector.
Hector.
What's also happened, even though you tried to use a charge, was that this giant hammer that Genitor possesses, Katar the Genitor, it has smashed into your face.
My face.
With such force.
Got some spikes on it.
You've lost a tooth.
I've lost a...
Oh, no. Anyone get it? Put it in your pocket. We'll put it in milk.
And
I think your face has been improved.
Good singer.
You have permanently lost a tooth and you also take 2 hearts damage. Yeah. That's a perfect noise for it. Dave, it's your turn.
I'm going to use the power of apology. Because I'm so embarrassed by these two that I'm going to knock you out with my trident. Really, really hard. I'm going to hit you with the pommel side of it.
Wonderful.
And knock you out.
I love apologies.
You get a plus one to your roll because it's a strength.
I can't believe I knocked you out.
So that's 5.
Yeah, didn't do that.
So what you've done is you've shown Katar the Genitor. Am I saying your name right?
Yes, very well.
Like guitar, but...
I was hoping to play guitar, but...
No, you've definitely shown Katar the Genitor that you went to strike her across the face and you've missed, but you've made her... go into berserk mode.
Oh, sweet. And
she's hugging up a loogie.
Can I just ask really quickly, just as an addendum to this whole thing, what's a genitor?
I'm
not familiar. Is it like a minotaur but
it
a female version?
It's me.
I know, yeah.
That is my name.
Gina playing a minotaur.
So it's a Gina, Gina version of a minotaur.
Just like I should have been the Medusa in the last one. But
God damn it, Mr. Opportunity.
That would have been good.
We were running over time.
Yeah, we needed to scoot long, yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. But she's a berserk now.
Yeah, please feel free.
It's not my turn.
I'm very good berserking.
She's really thrown a tantrum over there.
Actually, I think with berserking, you get to. Doesn't matter if it's your turn or not. You possess
Shouldn't
an
have
ability.
That, should we?
Which you'd like to use it.
I forgot. I will use it.
Good.
I have lost my hammer.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's kind of like embedded in my face.
You're welcome. I would like to just charge you. Really?
How much?
Really hard.
It's gonna hurt. Oh.
Like straight at the gut, full horns, in the belly. Guts.
That's fine.
I think that would hurt.
You get a plus 2 to your roll.
Damn.
It doesn't matter.
That was 2. A 2.
So you she slams into the...
But that makes her even more angry.
Oh,
really?
Oh, I see what's happening here.
I pull my cape off. Enough playing. I want this to be more fun.
So,
Whoa.
And with that mystical noise...
Come to me. You must protect what we protect.
Yeah.
The sea starts rippling.
It's a kraken!
The bubbles start forming. The genitor has...
I raise the kraken.
And in this instance, being Fungins and Flagons, the kraken.
Oh, wow.
And the kraken here, there is an actual beast that is coming up through the sea.
Right. She's just like, tentacles. Here's a drink, everybody.
Everybody ready to party? I said I wanted to have fun. Let's have a rage.
No. These tentacles are slamming down on you guys. But what's going to happen now in true Fundins and Flagons fashion?
Oh, no.
Should you roll a 20, you get to nominate someone to have a shot. Mm. Should you roll a 1... You must take a shot.
Oh, do you have to take a shot because of the one you did before?
Actually, that's probably a good one. Yeah. We should get that started. Who rolled the 1 again?
The guy missing a tooth.
Welcome to my kraken.
I don't know why I reached around my microphone to do this. There you go.
Down it goes. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, there.
There's a little baby one.
Release the kraken.
Started. How is it? How's the kraken?
Not bad.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sweet, smooth.
Oh, okay.
Not bad, actually.
Release the kraken!
Oh, it got
Alrighty.
Me.
With so then we got new rules. The charges will still be in effect, but we have a drinking challenge right now. Oh, in effect right now. But what's happening with the kraken is that it is over the ship, and there are three main tentacles that look very, very threatening. Mm. And whose turn is it? It is now Samantha's turn.
Don't let her get berserk. Don't let her get berserk. What's happening? Oh, she released the kraken. She released the kraken.
And she knocked you out in the process, man. I tried to stop her. I'm so sorry.
I was
going to
make you skip
you
this turn. I might just give you -3 to your roll, but you can do whatever you want.
Okay. Okay.
Leave now before you all perish.
I've got to use a crackling field of air energy to try to surround this genitor, the only genitor in the realm, and hopefully with that air energy, she won't be able to make any more commands. Mm-hmm. I'll make it so that sound can't travel because it needs air to do that. So that's what I'm going to try to do.
With a -3.
Yes.
Go.
But with a +1.
No.
I was still.
15. Did
roll to 15. -3 is 12. Genitor, yes. You are trapped inside an air bubble and you are unable to speak until that bubble is burst. Heck there.
I don't think she's got that hammer because I think that thing's stuck in my face.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
That's right. This is fun.
Man, I'm feeling a little bit peeved right now. So I'm going to go ahead and take this out of my face, tooth in the pocket, and I'm going to take my dagger. I'll take a suggestion from the team here, because...
Real quick.
For taking this out of my face?
Do you want to use, like, 5 of the fleas and build your golden tooth back?
Okay, if I can take 5 fleas away... Oh, I have a gold tooth now. All right.
But there's a little bit of a bubble happening out of that hole. Just a little bit of a
bubble. Just
bubbling.
A little bit. Just I'll take it on the top. Bubble. It is okay. Yeah.
Heck yeah, you've got to attack the kraken. And if it doesn't take any more commands... from Qatar, then it will retreat.
All right, I'm going to hit... It's got 3 arms.
Mm, 3 tentacles.
3 tentacles, yes, of course. I'm going to take out 2 of them. I'm going to smash this one.
No, well, you're going to take out 1 of them.
Technically, it's a giant squid, and your dagger really hurts giants.
It does. I think it kills it. I believe I got it down. +2 to giants.
That gives you a +4 if you use it in a particular way. But if you're just using strength, it's just only a +2. But if you do anything roguelike, then yeah, maybe... No, it's +3.
Roguelike? Frick. Or like throwing it from far away?
Throwing a dagger? A legendary dagger? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I've got to throw it. Right. It's big dumb
the giant head. Slayer?
Yeah.
You're hammering one while throwing it at the other tentacle?
No, yeah. I don't think so.
No.
So I'm just going to hang on
but
to this
as it flies through the air, does it go through all 3 tentacles?
Yes.
Ooh, I believe I'm going to roll what it does. Please and thank you, man.
I'll give you 2 of them. They're giant. They are giant. I don't think that this thing could...
Are they moving like this?
Yeah, okay. There you go.
So it's hard to like line up a shot of like, oh, so
that's
like,
a good, that's, I mean, we've all played Zelda. Yeah. So yeah, I'll let you roll twice and you get a +4. No,
oh, 6.
3. No, I meant it. So I thought you get a +2 to all rolls. It's just a +1.
So plus two
for giant slaying.
Plus one for rogue stuff. That's right, right there. Okay, okay.
That's it. Aim true.
And.
What'd you roll?
Two.
Even with the plus three, that's still a five. Yeah. You threw it way out. It's like. You don't get it until.
I can feel it coming back, but it's going to take a second.
It's going to take a little bit.
Didn't he roll twice for the two?
No, not with a four, not with a two. No, he threw it the wrong way.
All that build up.
Pretty cool, the Minotaur, though, right? You can't talk, cool but you can move. What would you like to do?
Can I leave the space?
Yeah, you can walk out of the air.
Wonderful, I move out of your tiny silence bubble.
No, I have to just move it, but I can't keep up. She's walking. She's walking.
And I would like to charge at Dave again.
All right, roll for me with a plus two.
Dave, you have to brace yourself and just take the hit.
That's a 10. And tens are in now.
Oh. Tens are in.
No, that's for us because we've leveled up.
I'm more level than you.
She's headed.
Do I have to outroll her?
Do you want to duck? Do you want to?
I mean, I wouldn't just stand
there. Trust me, she's
all
a
right,
higher
we'll roll
level
to see if
that's
you can get
what you did last
higher
time.
Than a 10. No.
Same.
Well, is it?
Oh, she gets plus two to her roll. Mm-hmm. But I get a plus two because it's a strength move.
Plus one.
Plus one.
Nine.
So you cop it.
Ten.
Can you talk, Gina, talk? Can you talk me through how you charge and destroy?
Yeah.
I walk out of the bubble, I smile, and I lower, get a running stance, give a quick, and I go and I give you a, yes, absolutely. The whole thing.
It's amazing. I didn't
proper
see it coming.
I am proper. I kill you in the most stereotypical way I know how. Yeah. I go and I kick you.
Kick me?
I kick you so.
So you charge me right
I
over
charge
there and stop.
I know it's like a like those sports things. I run and it's like
guitar.
A
guitar. No, it's a guitar.
Oh, it's guitar. It's a guitar. Guitar. I run and jump and kick.
Run and jump and kick.
Take one and a half.
Like in your,
one and a half.
I kick you in your tail.
I thought she was
right
in the tail.
Actually, the tail on a dragonborn being a lizard-esque type creature.
I didn't think we had a tail. I thought that we had evolved out of tails.
Well, you don't have one now. She kicked your tail off.
I love trophies.
She does.
Yikes.
She does.
It's all right, I'm self-healing. It'll grow back.
It's true.
Doesn't bother me.
It's a whole tail, though.
I feed it to Sheila.
The
Sheila. Kraken.
All right, Sheila.
Minus one to your next roll.
But no, that's good accent.
Damn. Still. Why Sheila? Who is Sheila? Samantha, it's your turn.
Wait,
isn't it?
No.
Guitar, Dave. Dave, it's your turn.
My turn.
Dave's your turn. Dave.
Come at me.
Just to handle this situation, I'm going to use my Medusa head, Gorgon head, mm-hmm. at this point in mm-hmm. time, and instead of making you angrier and more dangerous, I'm just going to freeze you in your tracks.
Ooh,
that might work.
There's
all right,
a
roll.
Can I defend against this?
Yeah, roll to see. Yep, same sort of thing.
See if you close your eyes fast enough.
Beat a 14.
That's
a 9. Oh, Dave, talk me through what you do with the Gorgon head.
I pull out the Gorgon head and I show it to the Ginator guitar.
Ginator.
That is not what I'm called.
The Ginator.
You're going to make it more mad.
That's better. Say it right before you kill me.
I'm a British dragonborn. But I turn it before it freezes her entirely, so her body turns to stone, but her head does not.
How is that possible?
I don't know, but I want to know more about how you know this guy, because he's obviously lying to
us. She
will only stay alive for a turn, because by freezing her lungs, she's not allowed to breathe.
And my heart.
Yeah, her heart's stopping.
My heart.
One turn.
It could have been full of love, but now it is just...
But I will undo this curse by destroying the Gorgon's head. If you tell me what I need to know.
Oh. Ransom.
I don't think you can turn someone back from stone.
Of course you can. They do it in,
you're not
they do it in, magical. They do it in the Odyssey.
But I've got magic.
Once you destroy
please.
The thing, once you destroy
but
the head.
You technically destroyed the Gorgon by
taking
its head.
No, I took
head.
A head off. But once you destroy the
roll
head.
Roll me higher than a 13 to see if this is even possible, making up three.
Well, he's great.
But
hold
no.
on. Samantha's got a magical baby head.
Yeah.
This is not a child's head.
It's a child's
head. It's the last skull of Eridorn.
Genitor is dying slowly. Samantha, it's your turn. What would you like to do?
I have no lung capacity.
Your not friend is dying.
She is my not friend.
That was almost an erotic battle.
Ah.
Oh, guys, sorry. The tentacles start attacking 1, 2, 3 of you.
Why
rolling.
Why would they when she's not in control of them anymore?
Because the Kraken's a separate entity.
I don't she control just... the Kraken. The Kraken is my aid.
Damn it.
Ready. Mm-hmm. If I roll higher than a 10, you get attacked. Badly. 17.
How do you not roll?
Heck there. Take the full heart damage. No, can't defeat. You can't deflect it.
If I got it.
15. Samantha, take a full heart damage. You get thwarted aside. You also move from the position that you are at because you get flung across the side of the boat and you take damage. Dave, that's an 18. Take a full heart and half extra damage. The Kraken is angry.
Ooh. Kraken be angry.
Is Kraken the sh**?
I'd like to use my last charge.
Go.
Okay. This is hopefully going to give me something that I can reverse the stone-inning effect that's happening to the Genitor.
I just want
an
music
eight.
In my final
an
days.
Eight. An eight. I've rolled an 8.
Necklace of second chances.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh my god. Yes.
The necklace was crafted, thanks to Gecko. The necklace was crafted by the high elf Lothane as a wedding gift for his wife. When wearing the necklace, a killing blow would instead reduce the wearer to one heart instead of killing it.
Oh my goodness.
Come on.
So now I have the necklace?
Yeah, I guess if you put the necklace on the Genitor,
it's my only chance.
She will
I reach
forever
down
have one
into
heart.
My vest and yeah. I say, the necklace of second chances.
Oh yeah, of course.
Is that you, Samantha?
Yes.
I cannot see your face anymore.
Oh, your pupil is slowly turning into stone. Your nostrils, your boogers in your nose,
how
it's all turning...
How do my nose rings look? Are they still majestic and
they're
full
so
of boogers?
They look... They're not shiny anymore. They're just like a flat,
she's
matte
dying.
Gray.
Oh, okay. She's dying.
Okay. I'll use my wind abilities to dodge some moving tentacles as I jump over to Qatar and to put the necklace
roll
of second chances.
Roll for me. If you roll higher than the Kraken... You'll successfully put the necklace on. If the Kraken rolls higher than you, it hits your arm and the necklace and it goes into the water forever.
Mm.
Ready?
That's pricey.
Okay. Okay. 6.
Come on. Come on.
One!
Yes!
Yeah.
Release the Kraken. Okay. All right, great.
Really nice.
Yeah, not bad, right?
What are you doing? I just killed her.
I have my reasons, Dave.
What are they?
I'll tell you at a later time, but we don't have any time now.
That's true.
Yeah, you're just
okay.
Is she like
fair point? Winded for a second.
She can't die, but she's not living. She's still stone.
I'm
she just
stone.
Can't die.
I'm just forever stuck
what?
Like this.
That's what the necklace of second
One
chances
heart.
Did.
One heart.
I live keep forever as a statue.
Wow, this may be worse than dying.
Life of terrible
burns,
terrible.
Right? It gets you. That has a little nip to it. So
I'm the tentacles now.
what's coming back? I got my sword. I got my dagger.
It was
a
whole turn.
It's still out there?
You have to miss a turn.
He did. Oh, okay.
Fine, it's back.
Okay, it's back, and I got both.
Mm.
And I want... Can I just nail this sucker right in the head and just kind of call it a day?
We can't see the head.
Kraken?
The head's underwater. The head's under the ship.
If I get a 20, though, does that thing go down there?
But you can only see the 3 tentacles.
All right, I'll try to aim for the...
Closest
2
one?
Tentacles.
With what? Talk me through your move. You always
sword.
Do this. You're like,
I'm going to roll. Okay.
What does it
I'm
do?
I'm throw the dagger.
Yeah. So you get a +3.
Oh, 3, because it's 2.
It's giant slaying.
And I just want to cut 2 of those tentacles
roll
off.
Roll twice.
Okay,
roll
okay.
twice.
1, 2.
No.
And then 2.
11.
Okay, so one of the tentacles is done.
Thank
that was
God.
A 2, though. Something bad should happen. You can't do 2 of them again.
Okay.
That's it, because you rolled a 2.
Cool.
So no longer 2.
That's fine.
Great. It is Qatar's turn. Oh.
Do you want a whistle or something?
This is a bit awkward.
Yeah. Do you need help?
I
Gina, talk with... Very good. Thank you. Plus one mod.
Can I try to break free of my stony shackles?
I mean, it's your body from the neck down. Mm.
Can I? Oh, words, I think I'm done for.
Words are your weapon.
This is maybe
spread the legend of me. Make everyone something known that I did my best.
Qatar, she didn't get far.
But Qatar, I forgot that I do have a special power. And it is this gemstone upon my trident. Mm. It is the earth stone and gives me power over earth.
Wow.
I will restore you.
Stone is you earth. Stone is earth.
You would do that for me, Dave.
I would. But only if you let us take the blue stone of thing.
Yes.
And also, tell me what's going
no,
on.
No, that's not. We don't have time. Dave, we don't have time. Dave.
Being his best friend, trust I'm super is, confused and yeah, curious.
Trust is a very important element, and if we can't trust him, we need to get rid of him. Maybe you could replace him. I don't know. But I will return you if you agree to my demands.
You really want the stone that badly?
Qatar, yes. We were given this mission by...
We're trying to save the world.
Who gave you this?
By
Grimlong Snakeface.
That's right.
What? You know Grimlong Snakeface.
Of course, how could you forget the face of a snake?
The druid who died, yes. Mm-hmm. He gave us his mission.
He died. Such terrible news you all keep.
You see that frost giant?
Way over there.
Storm giant
way over there. He's gone a bit rogue, and we're tasked with defeating him, and you are stopping us from our most important quest.
I am just doing what I was told.
This is true, Qatar. But yours is a mission that needs to change with this new information, and I can promise you this. If you give in to Dave's demands and help us and allow Dave to heal you, we will go and stop that storm giant, and I will return... And it will finally be time. I mean, look at me. Look
Samantha,
at this.
Samantha, your offers when I'm in this state are much more tempting.
Yes, only when a woman is frozen from the neck down. Am I appealing?
But I cannot do anything for you. You must defeat the Kraken.
Oh. I'm okay.
The Kraken attacks.
There's well, no, I still haven't had my go yet.
Well, you're talking too long.
That was, no. That's fair.
Wait.
Kraken attacks.
I am distracting you.
13, take a heart damage.
Who? Me?
Yes.
How does my pen keep trapping me?
17, take a heart damage.
What about him?
Sorry. No, I just went for you two.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Just because there's two tentacles left.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, you can use Qatar's little summoning flutes to defeat the Kraken.
It's not my go, though.
Well, it is now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
May I?
I mean, I literally can't stop you.
But it's polite
so
to us.
You, these years have really done wonders for you, Dave.
I know.
I like the new you.
Well, a woman.
Can you roll for me real quick?
Yeah.
Also, the old one was erased, basically, so.
Hector's hand. Oh, Samantha's hand was in there.
Yeah, re-roll.
So re-roll.
My hand re-roll. Interfered. Hector.
How did you lose the memory?
Same exact thing.
Another, I mean, literally, what are the chances of it?
Another three.
I mean, it did hit the cup, but that's...
I think it's like 1 in 8,000. I don't know.
All right, yeah, go for it.
Oh, do it again?
No.
Oh, I play the thing.
Have a go. It's all in the fingers.
Which one do I do it in?
You got to feel it.
Go away.
Get out
Leave,
of here.
Thing, Kraken. Be gone.
Go on.
Well, you realize that as one tentacle slowly unsucks itself, that the stone is in the Kraken.
Oh, stupid clever. Kraken. All right.
Because the Kraken is the water spirit.
Oh,
that makes so much sense.
I murdered the tree and now we gotta murder the Kraken.
Right.
And as it's Samantha's turn, the other tentacle starts retreating back.
Do you want my Gorgon's head?
Under the water.
We're gonna need to not let that thing.
Can
get
I?
Away.
Can we just like keep using this and then request that the Kraken the gives us its stone?
Quick, hand me the flute.
Try to play the song.
Throw it to me.
I see the stone.
Give us the stone, Kraken.
It.
Give it to us now. We demand it.
All right, the Kraken from the water.
Because you just told me to go.
Pretty much. Yeah. Guys, what's happening?
Literally, two tentacles just go.
We're sorry.
I'm really confused.
What is it?
That's a good. I'm just doing you now. What's the Kraken say?
Oh, does she? Does the Kraken sound exactly like me?
Do you not know what's happening?
God, Sheila, it would have been helpful if you could have come a little sooner.
You didn't summon me.
It was just. You live literally underneath me. If you heard commotions, you could have come upstairs.
Sorry.
You should have heard.
What's happening? What's going on, guys?
She must have bad hair and blew a hole in the side of your boat.
It's a question mark. One tentacle's a question mark.
Really bad downstairs neighbors.
No. Give us the stone and we'll be on our way and we'll heal. Qatar, please give us the stone. Does it have to be a song?
No, not anymore.
That's the other guy. That's the dead guy with the sandwich.
Yeah.
Bye. Why do you wish to have the stone?
We are collectors.
We are trying to say, if you look, Sheila, into the distance, you can see a storm coming from the storm giants up. Messing up the world.
As we know about this underneath the sea.
Yes.
Under the sea. I've never done that before. Big day for Hector.
We are trying to protect the elements from these rogue elements, and we will protect your sea and life, and even bring you back the stone once we have defeated the storm giants.
I thought the storm giants were here to protect all of us.
I know, me too.
This one's a rogue one.
No, he's rogue.
Why is it a rogue?
There
has been peace
tree?
Across these lands.
That peace has been disturbed.
Mm. I feel fiery for a water spirit.
Yes.
Rawr.
That's okay.
Who am I, Tad? Well, who's Tad?
I have no idea. Not
Hector?
A clue.
Sheila, are you feeling all right?
Sheila, how do you know Hector's former name?
Sheila, we will heal you. We will heal you. Give us the stone. We will heal you of your ailment.
I protect the stone.
Let us borrow it, and we... Sheila.
Drop it.
Down, Sheila. Down. Bad girl.
What did you do to Gina Tor?
Give us a stone.
What did you do to Gina Tor?
Heal her.
I will not heal her.
Please heal
Sheila,
me.
If you hurt us, she will stay this way forever.
You literally said you would undo this.
Yeah, if you give us the stone
really
and go
nagging?
Away.
Sheila.
No, this is the deal.
Sheila.
Well, how about this? Mm. You heal me first as an honor of good faith to Sheila.
Yes.
Okay.
That worked?
Where is that stone? Is it inside the Kraken? Hector.
It's glowing right in the mouth
of
the Kraken.
It's just doing this constantly.
Whoa. I just get it.
Fine.
Oh, wow. You brought it outside of you.
Quick. Heal Qatar.
Well, let me ask you a question. You obviously have history.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Qatar. You know if they will hold up their end of the deal. Should I heal her? Because it's on you.
And if she fights us again, I don't think we're going to do well. Yeah.
If there is one thing that Qatar is, it is bloodthirsty. But if there's two things that she is, it is bloodthirsty and like weirdly... attractive, but not interested in me at all. And if she's three things, it is that she's bloodthirsty, very attractive and uninterested in me, and trustworthy.
Okay.
Wow. That was beautiful.
Then I shall use my trident of healing.
Oh, yes.
And heal you.
I am ready.
Roll.
But I want to do this action first, because I'm British and I've always wanted to be a prince.
Night.
Thank you for daming me.
I think some water got on it. Should we try again?
Yeah.
I think we should try again.
I don't feel better. Is it working yet?
Give me a minute.
Okay.
The Kraken wants to know why you want the stone.
To be the very best that no one ever
the
was.
Storm giants have the power of air, and the only way to battle it is if we have the powers of earth, water, and fire. Otherwise, we will lose.
Is that
it? I will give you the stone if you promise to put the treaty back in place.
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do, yes.
Okay.
We're all on the same side here, Sheila.
I promise.
Promise.
Put the treaty back in place.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the wording is important.
Put the treaty back in place.
In the same place.
Restore
the
peace.
Peace.
Got
forever.
It.
Forever.
Got put it. The, treaty the treaty back in place.
This is definitely restore not going to backfire in any way. This forever. Sounds like a good idea.
What do you think about the treaty?
Sounds nice.
It's such a great treaty.
The treaty yeah. was
the storm giants
stay up there.
They stay up there and yes. hold up the sky.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And the woodland creatures don't rebel mm. against the people.
Yeah, and we all live in balance.
Yes, balance.
No, no balance, but no. Peace.
Peace. Peace.
No balance, but mm. peace.
No balance. Peace. Yes, that's definitely not ominous. No. Anyway, that is sounds like a good plan.
I definitely feel like it's a doable enterprise, though.
No balance, but peace.
No balance but peace. No balance.
Well, balance indicates that something is balancing another thing.
Ah.
But when there's only peace, there can be no balance.
Yes.
But the forces of nature must always be in balance. Otherwise, there is no peace.
And that's what we're going to call this episode, guys. Poor Gina Tor is literally stoned from the neck down.
Still
going to
help.
On a
it's
ship.
Okay. I mean, I'm on a ship. I still see things.
Honestly, this hasn't happened to me.
In fact,
before.
I think the...
It's really upsetting your thing stopped working right when I needed to, you know.
Like just like the last time I was here, right?
I know, right?
The crew of the ship have just thought, you know what? The best thing that we can do right now is just to tie the Gina Tor on the mast of the ship and become the new
am I the oh,
on
wonderful.
The, on the bow?
This is the best
honestly,
idea.
I'm okay with
you
this.
You never die.
Never die. And you can only just days. Lead me into battle straight through ship.
That's it. And look, you've got look. The ram. The, yeah. the
this is a sweet gig.
Yeah.
Have they fixed the hole
come
in the side
visit
of the
me, room? Samantha.
Yes. Yes. I focus on
the crew members are onto it.
Yeah, all right,
the crew
got my
members
fleece
are onto
back.
It. You got your fleece back. You now have two stones onto the trident, but that is where we're going to call it. Gina DeVivo, thank you so much for being a guest
thank
on
you,
this
thank
episode.
You, thank you.
Where can people find you?
You can find me online at Pocket Gina. And that's, you know, all the things.
And plug a show. What's your
plug a show? Well, you can find me Wednesday nights on Weave Society over at Geek and Sundry. And all the that fun stuff. We also do a show sometimes.
Yeah,
it's
it'll be back
great.
At some
it'll
point,
be great.
Right?
Yeah, it'll be back.
It's coming back?
Yeah, it's coming back.
This year or next year?
Next year.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, check it out. Callisto 6, friends.
Yes.
And Sam Basher, where can people find you?
At Sam Basher, everywhere that matters.
What are you plugging?
Oh, Only Stupid Answers podcast. Please subscribe on Patreon.
Look at your eyes. Where's your gold tooth? Show us. Ding.
Ding. Can I keep this? She's not using it.
Thanks. I'm right here.
Just saying. It's really cool.
No, put it down.
Big fan.
Put it down now. Hector. Hector. You don't you make me come. I will come. Don't you talk to me like that.
Don't make her turn this campaign around.
Back to the beginning.
Hector, where can people find you?
You found me on the internet at Hector is Funny, and you should check out the newest episode of 500 Greatest Films podcast, where me and my friend watch a movie each week, and it's going to take us 10 years. Sweet Christ.
Ambitious. Rob.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Amazing.
What would you like to plug of something that you've done and people can get to know you further as
yes,
an actor?
Yes, you can find me at Robert Kaczynski, and I think I would like to plug BoJack Horseman because it's a great show. I've nothing to do with it, and I think everybody should watch it because it's good.
Yeah, no, you called me something awful because I hadn't seen an episode.
Did I?
Yeah.
I do that.
And I'm Maud Garrett. I am the creator and producer and the director and the writer and the you know everything of this show.
The God.
And if you the Maud.
The Maud.
The Maud.
The Maud. And if you would like to help donate to make this show happen, please visit patreon.com/geekbomb. We'll see you next week for episode 7 of Fungeons and Flagons. But for now, cheerio, old
mates, and let's have another round of buddies and pals.
We drink that much Kraken.
I'm amazed.
That's pretty good.
Ooh, badasses. Mm-hmm.